You can put all these different types of food, of this straw, and this type of straw, and this type of shibarim, ludugma zadrashi, mishiesh la limchon. Somebody wants to sell these things. So he wants to put samples out to show people what I'm selling. So when you put samples out, you put all those things together, you're not makbid. You put a little bit straw, a little bit nut, a little bit the bean straw, a little bit the shibarim, a little bit the onion. You put them all together for a sample. He gathered them all together. He put it in front of his window. I'm selling all these things. These are all the samples that I'm selling. He's happy that it's together. Since it's small, so now the ruach separates it.
Yeah.
If you put a little bit by itself, you're afraid the wind will blow it away. So that's what you need to put it all together in one bundle. Samo, you put these things together also. And the storekeeper that wants to show it for simple, for him, that's chashiv. So since it's a chashiv azach, putting together, each one separately also can serve one shear to the other shear. So the Mishnah. How moitzi oichlim, any type of food you carry out on Shabbos. What's the answer? The raisa kigroi gris chayiv. If you carry out the shear of a dried out date, you chayiv. That's a choshiva shear that people eat. Or mitzarfim zeim zeh, of neishashava b'shirayim. It's any type of a food that a person eats. You can put together half of a tomato and half of a cucumber. And since the same person eats both of them, they both have the exact same shear. They chayiv, you have to take out a gregos of both of them. So you take out a half a gregos of cucumber and a half a gregos of tomato, it's mitzarf, you'll be chayiv on Shabbos, because here they both have the same shirim. Shashim mitzarfim, kol oichle odim zeim zeh. Any type of food that an odim eats. If you have half of the greatness of this time, half of the greatness of that time, you will put the two together. Chutz miklipotan, you can't include in the greatness the clip of the skin around it, the peel around it. Vargarinayan, you can't include the pits, because the people don't eat the pits. Vyuktsayim, the stalks of it, you can't include. Vesubin or mursanin, that type of sheikh that comes off the wheat, is also, people don't eat that, that's not mistar from the shear of itzor. Since it's not the Michael Adam, it doesn't have the shear of a groigris, it's not mistar from the other. We have Yuduay Mechutz Miklipe Yadoshim, Shemizbashta Simun. He says the klipa makes the shells around the Yadoshim, the lentils, that is Yim mistar. Shemizbashta Simun, it gets ripe together. Since it gets ripe with the Yadoshim, it helps out the Yadoshim, it's considered like one thing, and you can have a shear groigris both together. The drashi chutz miklipotson shein amoichel. People don't need to peel. V'yein mashlim v'mashir. If you have to carry out the shear of the oichel, what people eat, you need the greatness of the food itself. V'yuktsayim zon of the tail of it hapri. To eitz b'yalma, the stem of the pri. It's only an eitz b'yalma. It's not edible. It's not mitzara. V'subin klipas chitim. That's the klipa, the shell around the wheat. That's the sheft. Hanasheres machmas katisha. Like when you bang it up, you bang up the wheat, that shell comes off. Or musanim, hanisha benapa. That's the latest stage. And after you put it in the sieve, some more sheaf comes off. It's a pure flour. If you do a mekola klipa mem starfin kremon, I'm asking to you, a regular shell is not mestarf. Chutz miklipi adoshim. Mashenka, the shell around the adoshim, around the lentils, that's mestarf. Shem mestarf for soysim. Why? Shem is bash soysim mohim. It ripens with the food. Lafuke klipa chitzoino shem gedolus petoicha anasheres begorim. Other type of sheaf, you forget, you want to get rid of it before. Mashenkin here, this klipa vaisleis, it's what you cook, special thing you even cook it with it. Hey, this shell you cook with the lentils. So you want it to be with the lentils all the time. When you cook it in that shell. So that's called part of the food, even though you don't eat it. Mashenkin, the other shells we're talking about, there's things you throw away before you even bring home. So those shell not mistarf with the shear of the ahitzur. So the Gemara, v'subin or mursin le mistarfin, you want to say the sheaf of the flour, of the wheat, is not mistarf with the wheat. It's not edible. V'yotanan, we learned the Mishnah in Challah, chameshes reboyin kemach. What's the shear? How much flour do you have to have? To mechayiv yourself to take off challah, how much flour to take off challah from it? You have to have chameshes reboyin, 5 quarters. V'yoy, and a little bit more. It's chayovim b'chalim. You have that much shear. Let's say it's a shalim. It's 5 pounds. You make a. It's a chayim. But you write some 2.5 to 3 pounds of chayim. The rabbanon already. That's the shear flour. It's mistarif if you have the sheaf and the musnin both in the flour, it's mistarif. You mechayiv in challah. So the chur, you see people doing it. If people wouldn't eat it, you wouldn't be mechayiv in challah. It's not called part of the flour. So since you see it's part of the flour, edible. So why does our Mishnah say negatoy tzoy Shabbos? You can't include in the share of the flour, the sheaf, and here to Hilchos Challah we see the sheaf is yeah included part of the flour. It is edible. The Gemara says, is it edible or not edible? And the Gemara Amar Abaya shekain oini oichol pitoy biisa blusa. It's not true. It is edible. A normally a poor person can't afford to buy pure clean flour, so the flour he uses is has the soup and has the sheaf inside it. So it is edible. Therefore, Yechayv and Challah. Mashenken for Yisro, it's so a Shabbos, and you need Melech's Mashav as Choshev Achila. That's not called a Choshev Achila. Trashi, Belusa, Mureves, the Besubana, Mursana. That's a type of flour that's still mixed in with the coarse flour it has in. Hilka, Lechem, or a Karina Bay. It's called Lechem, because people eat it. Or meal in Yin Shabbos. Midi the Choshev Binin. By Shabbos, the Klal of Melech's Mashav is. You have to have a choshev achila, a choshev oitzor. Most people, rote people, don't eat this type of flour that has the sheaf still inside it. So the most people, it's not edible. Therefore, it's not called an achila for Shabbos. About some people do eat it. L'maisa lechem, it's called lechem. But it's not a choshev oitzor, it's a mechayvi for Shabbos. The shell around the lentils, that you cook with it. So the Mara Adoshim in Mashmoni lentils pulled in light, but other beans no. For Tanya Buduai Mechutz Miklipe Pulin the Adoshim. Another rice of Yud is that even Pulin, even the shell around the Pulin, that also you cook with it. It's also Mitzar for the Shear. The Mara Lakasha. Well, Becharat Yobatiki. And one is old and one is new. Trashi Atiki, my time aloy, Mashmif, then new, Pulin. Then you do eat the shells with it. Then the shells Mitzar with the Pulin. Mashenken, old ones are tiki, they're not mitzarif. But the Gemara are tiki, my time aloy. How come if they're old beans, why aren't you mitzarif the outside the shell with it? Or avuam of the shenir and kizub and bekara. People don't like to cook up. You don't cook the shell with the pulin, because here it looks like you have flies in the plate. Kizub and bekara. The bowel, when it gets dried out, it gets black and pieces, and it looks like you have flies there. So mela, when it's dried out, people don't cook the shell in the pulin. Only when it's still new, when it's fresh. So fresh pulin, people cook with the shell. Therefore, the shell is mistarif. Mashing an old ones, you don't cook, it's not mistarif. Trashi pulin charati, kliposta mistarif, and then the shell around the zim mistarif. Kizruvin lefishem shchoris. They look black, so people don't like to have them in their plate. They don't cook it together. How do you let a clog on?
Right. For the Mishnah, hamoitzi yayin. What's the shear to carry out yayin on Shabbos? To the house, I'll do also shalti mechayim midiraisa need a shear. Rashi shita lalocha we hold that chatzi shear is also midiraisa on Shabbos. If you carry out a chatzi shear, there's nisa midiraisa. Josh, you wouldn't get chiv chatzis, so you wouldn't have the chiv misa. What's the shear to mechayim you a chatzis b'shoigig or to mechayim you misa b'mezid? That's by yayin hamoitzi yayin kedei meziga sakois. You need a shear, how much you would add to it. When Amal the Gemara's time, at least the wine was very strong, and you couldn't drink sharp wine, you had to always add water to it. And we'll see, you used to add three times water, three parts water to one part yayin. So you have enough yayin there that after you add the water, you have a revia talug. I got a revia, so you have 3-4 ounces. So all you have to have is a small amount of wine that after you add the water to the wine, you'll have a revia talug. That's a koshiva thing to take out. Trashi amaitzi yayin chai means the raw wine before you add the water to it. It's kedei mezigas hakois kashir shenoistin yayin chai. How much raw wine you'd put into a kois the ter kois lohisif all of mayim kilchosay, that even after you have the raw wine, then you first add 3 parts water inside it. V'limzay loisay to miktalud it. Then the Gemara forest bays the kois mesharoi. How much of a kois? Like what's the shear you have to reach? So the shear is revius. Havia, the shear of Revius would be enough. So come to say, a yayin chai, you don't have to carry out the shear of Revius. You have to carry mamash much less than Revius. So have to have a little bit that after you add the water to this raw wine, you'll have Revius at the end. Cholov, how much you carry out milk on Shabbos? What's the share of milk? Kedei gemiyah. How much do people take a sip? When you drink your milk, how much do you take in one sip? That's how much milk you have to carry out. One sip worth. Tavash, how much of honey? Kedei liten alaksis. Mo, you have a wound. On top of the scab, you put honey. That much here. Trashik sis, shebegabe hasusim, in the back of a horse. They are gemalim, machmas hamasoyes, and they have wounds there. So much packages they carry. Vochiyam about behamafkin bab mitzia. A dvash vidvish to my chazi. What do you do with honey? Leksusa the gamli. You put it on the back of the camel on his wounds. Avraboy say pirshuk sis makashagab hayad. Rashi Rebbe said no. You have to come on to a camel or the horse. Even by a person, if you have a wound on your hand, agab hayad, people put honey. So that much shear, it's a very small shear then, how much honey you put on the wound, that's a chush of a shear honey, you're chai for that. Shemen, how much oil do you have to take out to be chai for Shabbos? Kidei losach eiver cotton, enough to rub a small eiver, even your pinky. Rashi loshuf, l'shafshe, to rub it. Olo limchais behem, to smear it on it you. And that's what you do with shemen, so be you have this shear, that's enough to mechai. Mayim, how much water do you have to carry out to the chayiv on Shabbos? Kedei loshev behem estakilu. The Rashi goes on this. Loshev estakilu, Achilles Rashi is shenoisim al ayin. It's the type of a seif you put on the eye, some eye medicine. So you have to add some water into it. That's a chosh. It's a very small amount of water you add into your eye medicine, but it's a choshev amount of water because with this water you make the eye medicine effective. So that's how much water you need to mechayiv. Mayim kedei loshev behem estakilu. How much you rub this water into the seif that you put on your eye. V'shar kalamashkin, but any other type of drinking, something you could drink, is revius. You have to carry out revius halug, that's the chosh of a shear I saw by mashkin. Trashib revius, beitzo machzah, the shear of an egg and a half, revius halug. Revius, it means revius of a lug, which is a beitzo and a half. V'chol ha-shevchim revius. Trashib means, shevchim means mayim seruchim, like dirty water that you throw out of the house. Why are you chayiv altogether? It's not a choshev oitzor. What do you do with dirty water? The chol hashoyfkim, any water that you throw out of the house, is also the shir brevius. We have Shimon Noyman, and he dings it. Kulam brevius. It's all the shirum again to drinking, yayin, mayim, milk. Everything needs a shir of brevius. Lenemru kol hashirum halalu. Why does the Mishnah say that sometimes you chayiv for milk with a sip? With yayin, with the small size, the zingas hakoyis, el lamatni yayim. There's only somebody that hides this yayin, like he's mamish going to make a wine, and he has a small amount of wine in his cup, and lady is going to use it to add 3 parts water into it. It's about right now he's holding this yayin. For him, it's choshev if he carries out his chayin. But somebody else who doesn't have this wine, he's down come to somebody's house, and he carries out this small amount of wine, he'll be potter. For a normal person, what's the shear by all mashkin? A shear revius. Less than revius is not chashav according to Reb Shimon. Rashi, kulam revius, af hayayin v'yachol avadvash. All mashkin needs a shear of revius. V'lo nemru shiurin sheba mishnah, elo matzniyayim levad. Only the people that hold it, that hide it. V'chozer amatzniyah v'yitziyoy. The person himself that's holding this wine, he uses this wine. If he himself carries it out, he's chayiv. Avashar kolodim, anybody else. Shoytziyoy that carries out this amount is ain't a chayiv, he's potter. Osvilel Rav Shimon, if Shimon holds the matzniya atzmoi boyishiru zutum, that even the person that hides it, he needs some shear. Obebotzim mehay shiru loy mechayiv, kermina pirkin liel, the less than Rav Shimon, kol sheina kosh latzniya vimatzniyin kumayu shishchayiv olav matzniya. Like we had before, the Mishnah before said differently. It said that somebody himself that hides it, takes care of it, if he's machshev it, no matter how small it is, but for you yourself, you chayiv. Since you're machshev, you're hiding it, no matter how small it is, you chayiv. And the Mishnah before said, the Mishnah before is not like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon saying fakir, for a normal person, you need a shear of revius. Just the person that hides this milk, he's going to use this milk for sipping it. Even he needs a shear to be mechayiv. How much? At least a shear kedei gemiyah. Even though he hides a small amount of milk, he needs a small than a sip. He needs it for his coffee. Mamad needs a drop of milk to put in there. Still he'll be potter. Less than these shirim, according to Reb Shimon, is nothing. But according to the first commission before, it's not that way. Somebody that's hiding it for himself, for him it's choshim, no matter how small it is, but for you, your mashim, this small amount of milk, that's how much milk you need for your coffee. It's not drinkable by itself. But to put into the coffee, I could use it, you'd be chayif. Reb Shimon says no. All the shurma, the mishnah, is even for the people that want to hide it. And if you're not a person that's hiding it, that's using it especially, then you need the shear of a revius. So the maratona, k'dei mezigas kais yofa. The mishnah just says how much wine, k'dei mezigas kais, how much wine you'll use to put in 3/4 water to make it into a kais. But how much of a kais? You could have a 10 ounce, you have a 20 ounce. How much of a kais? Teretz is kais yofa. So the more my kais yofa, what does a nice kais mean? A nice kais could also be 10, 15, 20 ounces. And the Gemara means Kaish of Rocha, the Shia of Revius, how much you need to bench on. Shrashi Tana Batesefta, Moitzi Yanka, the Mazikas Kaish Yaf, Virtu Kaish Mathisan, Kaish of Rocha. Vircha Samasim, when you bench on a Kaish, the Shia of that bench, of that Kaish. Shetricha Chachamun Yafoisoi, Keremina Mavrochis. The more Rocha says when you have the Kaish Shel, Vircha Samasim, you have to make it nice. Itor, Vito, Fadocha, Vishitov, Chayamolin. You have to clean it out, you have to mask it, make it look nice. You have to have raw wine in it, the moly, you have to fill it up to the top. So the kaises that have the lock of Yofel, that's the shear, which is the shear of Revius. That's the kais used for Birchas Hamazon. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. Kais Shel Brocha, Tzarech Sheboy, Reva Revius. The kais Shel Brocha, how much raw wine do you have to put in there? You have to put in there a Reva Revius, a fourth of Revius. Kidei, Shemozgenu, Viyamada Revius. Now, after we said before that you have three parts water, when you have 3 parts water to this 1/4 of a revius, halug, you end up with a revius halug. So you have to have 1/4 of 1/4, kadeh, that after you add the water to it, you get to revius halug. You get to the 3 or 4 ounces. Rashi Shia Kaisha Brava Sok Sheba Yain Chai, how much raw wine do you have to put into this kais? Revius revius halug, 1/4 of 1/4. The lady will add to it 3 parts water, the echad yain, 1 part wine, and like now you'll have revius halug. Yeah. We also learn like this. Ha moitzi yain.